Good morning. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And Pitch Black Fashion. I don't know if you've heard about it, but we're going to meet the PR person and CEO of MJR Enterprises, Mike Robb. How are you this morning, Mike?
Good morning, Twanda. How are you doing? I'm doing great.
Good. Second annual platform for Pitch Black Fashion. Now, tell us about how it began and why it began.
Okay. Pitch Black Fashion Weekend began with the owner and founder, Shea Pate, a mutual friend of ours, unfortunately, named Vanessa Banks from Philadelphia, where we're from. Unfortunately, 5-6 years ago, she was murdered in a murder-suicide by her boyfriend. And it really shocked us, you know, as a team and as, you know, friends and family. But going forward, you know, at the time of mourning and everything, you know, she wanted to create something within her memory. So thus Pitch Black was birthed. Now, it didn't happen right away. It was, you know, one of those ideas that you can just kind of sit on for a minute and let it marinate. But 2015, she put it out there. She had the casting. 2016, the show was a great success. And it was more than just a remembrance of Vanessa. It was for the entire domestic violence community and its survivors.
So that's phenomenal. So talk about, you know, that 2016, how you guys came up with the whole entire event that is surrounded by awareness for domestic violence and child abuse.
Yes. Well, you know, just like anything else in life, sometimes it takes that one door to open great opportunities and an opportunity to express yourself. And that's what Pitch Black did, you know, with from designers and models and beyond. A lot of people started to open up about their experiences of domestic violence. So it became more than just a fashion platform. It became almost a comfort zone, a way of solitude, just to be comfortable in your own skin, you know, saying, I'm not silenced anymore. You know, I'm going to do this show and break my silence and become one with this community. I mean, and that's what happened. It just, you know, word of mouth, participation, and it's like a magnet. Everybody gravitated towards the platform, you know, from designers. You know, we didn't beg anybody. We didn't seek out anybody.
They sought us out.
So, you're a great sold-out show.
You're partnering with the Still Standing Foundation. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yes. This is the second year that we're partnering with them. Shea sought them out last year. They welcomed us with open arms as much as we did. Tamika Lara-Pugh is the CEO and founder of that foundation, and we donated some of the proceeds from the show last year to their foundation, and we would be doing so this year. So we are gracious enough to have them back and to, you know, build a long-lasting relationship as partners.
They are a platform to bring awareness to domestic violence and child abuse as well, right?
That's correct. That's correct. They also have, if I'm correct, they also have, you know, continuing seminars and functions to, you know, again, spread the word. I know Tamika has a book out as well that she wrote a while back to promote her life-changing experience and everything. So it's definitely a great nonprofit organization, and I'm glad that we met them.
All right. So tell us about the Pitch Black Fashion Show weekend that's happening right here in Atlanta, July 14th through the 16th. There are a lot of things going on.
Yes, it is. We've started the 3-day weekend traditions from last year to this year. July 14th kicking off, we having a spa day mixer at the Jean Ric International Spa down on 200
Street.
So it's definitely open free event pending everyone purchases a spa package to get pampered. We have some special guest performances there. One named Nisha Nice, local indie hip hop artist here in Atlanta. July 14th, we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta up here in Smyrna for the 15th and 16th. So the 15th, we have a kids fashion show and a brunch on that day. The entire kids fashion show is run by kids, hosted by kids. Jasmine Courtney is the host for that day. We have kid speakers, kid designers, kid models, and they're going to pretty much shut the day down. And then we move to the last day, July 16th. We have two shows. We have a 3 p.m. ready to wear show hosted by Trey Addison and Molo. And we have a 7 p.m. couture show hosted by Bianca Golden from America's Next Top Model.
Wow.
So I'm so excited. So it's going to be another sold out show.
You are featuring some designers from different places, right?
Yes. Yes, we are. We have one designer from Bermuda. I believe it's pronounced D. Azar Designs.
Mm-hmm.
We have Scripted One. We have Black Kings, Chrissy K., C. Denim, Hits Clothing from Miami.
Wow.
We have a few designers from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few models from Philly and other states, Florida, Alabama, South Carolina. Looking at my list here, well over 60 designers between the three shows.
That is phenomenal. Now, they'll get a chance to show their collections. Are things for sale? How does the audience interact with all of this?
Well, the audience can interact as much as they like. Some of the designers would have, some of the designers would have some things for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We do have vendors there as well. Some designers are actually vending the entire weekend, so we encourage everybody to come on out, support these small businesses, because you know, we love the fashion industry, but it's definitely hard work, and we would like to see that work pay. So
it's true. It's true. And especially for all designers, but for Black designers, it can be really tough. I know a lot of people I know two young people right now who want to get into that industry, but they don't have the money. You got to have somebody to be able to sew your clothes if you don't sew. And, right. You got to buy material and accessories, and it's expensive.
It is. And a lot of designers, you know, whether they go to school for it or whether they're self-taught,
mm-hmm.
What I was told, I'm not a designer, but from what I've learned from Shay, because I've been working for her for 15 years, is that you just start small, you know, start at a thrift store, start recreating some old material into some new material,
mm-hmm.
and the next thing you know, you're doing everything from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's definitely, you know, a great, easy craft if you're passionate about it.
Absolutely.
It's all about passion.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get all of these, are all the designers African-American or the different races?
Different races.
Good.
And then just as well as the models as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are a international type of fashion platform.
Mm-hmm.
We're not one-sided in any way, shape, or form. So we, from media to models, we welcome them all. Domestic violence doesn't have no
That's true.
Gender. It doesn't have no race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The hashtag for the event is Silent No More. Just want to make sure you know that. And how can folks get tickets?
Yes, well, they can go to www.pitchblackfashionshow.com and look in our tickets tab, and it'll put you to the Eventbrite link. You can purchase tickets from both places, from our website or directly from the Eventbrite link.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to have them at the show. And we also open the doors to any agencies, any casting agencies that are looking for new talent. This is the platform to select and sign your new talent. I
wow.
guarantee you.
So when you say new talent, you mean the models or
models,
the designers?
Designers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is Atlanta. So, you know, in the film community, you definitely need wardrobe. So
absolutely.
You know, any wardrobe department, come on out and see what we can snag up. All these designers have something to offer.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
And then you got to look at hair, makeup. You know, there's more to it than just even nails, you know, even all of that. Those are practitioners as well of their craft.
Most definitely. And speaking of that, Josynthia Mason is a good friend of ours, and she's a celebrity hairstylist. She is the lead department for the hair and makeup team. So she will be overseeing everybody's hair and makeup, even down to the men's. She told them to come groom, but if they need a shape up, you know, probably they'll, you know, have it. She always pulling stuff out the bag.
She got that, huh?
We glad to have Josynthia Mason on board. She's been a great supporter.
I'm excited about the different designers. It's always so good to see what's out there. And usually, just phenomenal. Like, you made this? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Shay herself, Scripted One, she's a self-taught designer. So, and she goes to school. She went to school for graphic design. So, pretty much all the graphics you see involving Pitch Black on top of designing, on top of producing the show, that's her, But,
mm-hmm.
She has a team, myself and the rest of the crew, Jazzy, Cynthia, Marquise. It's about 10 of us that help put this show together for her.
So now she does a clothes. Is she in a clothing line, or I know she's doing the marketing piece, but does she have a clothing line as well?
Yes, yes. Okay. Scripted One Couture Designs is her clothing line.
Mm-hmm.
So she will be showcasing in the couture show as well. So she's been a designer for 15 years. So this is definitely a lifelong passion of hers.
Now, is she in Atlanta?
Yes, yes. She is in Atlanta as well.
Okay. Now, you know, that's good to know. As you know, it's Hollywood of the South. So folks are always looking for special, one-of-a-kind outfits. You know, I know I do, especially when you're going out to these different events, and you don't want to walk in the room and have on the same clothes somebody else got on because you got it off the rack. I always say that, but it's very true. And I went to an event last year, and I saw this lady walk in this awesome dress, and I was like, oh, that dress is beautiful. It looks so good on you. There were three right. other women with that dress on. Three. And I
that sounds like an episode from Fresh Prince.
Oh my God, but it's so true. It's so true. And just a matter of fact, I was at an awards show a couple of months ago, and three people had on the same outfit in different colors. I said, boy, that was right on the rack. They were like, oh, I look good in this. Not thinking somebody else gonna walk up in there with your stuff on.
Right. Well, I can tell you one thing, you know, for myself and everybody that's seen her work from Philly to here, she hasn't made nothing twice.
Amen.
And you know, you can look on her website and everything, mm-hmm. scriptedone.us, and find that out. She recently just made a vest and bow tie combination for my buddy Vince Sims from mm-hmm. CBS 46, mm-hmm. his Grammy Award.
All right.
So. She's a beast.
and really and truly, when you know, a lot of designers, I think it depends on where you are mentally. You know, they don't want to start local. I don't want to do no little fashion show, you know, that kind of thing. So where are you going to start? You better start somewhere local.
Right.
You got to.
But you can also dream big, too. You know, there's
I'm not saying don't dream
dread,
big,
but doing it local.
But you got to start somewhere.
Very true.
Yeah.
You got to build where you're from.
Right. You got to build right there. So I know that you guys begin choosing your next year, probably right after this event is over. Talk about how the designers can be involved with Pitch Black Fashion Show for next year.
Yes. So if they're interested for next year, again, they can go to the website of www.pitchblackfashionshow.com
mm-hmm.
and just simply fill out the designer's registration form. All the details, submission details are on the website. And once we get done this show, we're going to take a little break, and then we're just going to go through the new submissions for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the models. Models can also go to the website, get on there, click on the model registration tab, and follow the complete instructions, and we'll, you know, start picking and going through later this year for next year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We always like to say 6 months a year in advance.
Absolutely. I know it takes that long to pull off this kind of event for a weekend. So when you talk about the models, though, are you looking at all size models, or is it just the industry standard?
Well, we looked at all size models, and we did that because we want to give everybody a chance.
Mm-hmm.
We know, you know, the industry standard height is usually 5'9 and up for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we broke it down into both segments with ready-to-wear and couture, because the ready-to-wear show, we have all size type of models mm-hmm. in that show. So we want to give them just as much professional courtesy and chance to rip the runway as a standard size model
mm-hmm.
should and could too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we broke it down to both shows that way. Next year we'll probably do the same thing. We're not sure,
mm-hmm.
but as of right now, we're, you know, looking at all possibilities, because there's some great short models out there. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
And there's some great standard size models too. So
mm-hmm.
it makes it hard to choose sometimes.
Yes.
It really does.
Yes. Yes. So are you taking Pitch Black Fashion Show to other cities just yet?
We would love to. We would definitely love to. I know people involved in the show and just other spectators on social media. We actually put out a poll a couple of months ago saying, you know, where would you like for it to be next? You know, some people say South Carolina, some people say Florida, some people say Philly, New York. So we're open to, you know, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're welcoming us, we're welcome to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you know what? Like you said, domestic violence has no face. No place, any of that. It happens everywhere.
Exactly.
So somebody would be happy to support you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So Pitch Black Fashion Show happens July 14th through the 16th at the Hyatt Regency Suites in Marietta, Georgia. What's the address there, Mike? Okay. All right. That's okay. It's located at 2999 Windy Hill Road in Marietta, Georgia, 30067. And I'm sure that they have some nice hotel rates for everybody if they want to stay in the same hotel where everything is happening. Yes. And tell us all your social media, because I see you have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yes. For Pitch Black Fashion Weekend, it's pretty much that name on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook fan page. My social media is MJR Enterprises. That's on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Mike Robb on Twitter as well, and Snapchat.
So look, Mike, I know you said, and I know this is not about your organization, but you have MJR Enterprises, and is that a casting company?
No, it's a talent management company.
Talent management.
Something I started a couple of years ago based mm-hmm. on, you know, my experience as a model. And I just, you know, felt the need to evolve and give opportunities to other great talents out there. So,
is it all about runway, or is it, you know, other kind of modeling in the industry?
Well, it started off with runway modeling mm-hmm. for the models, but you know, print modeling. Some of the models that I've worked with over time and currently want to transition into acting, so I'm helping them groom their talent and their craft and mm-hmm. Informal knowledge in that. And I do have a poet as well, Lady London, and I do PR for Molo, again, who's one of the hosts in the show. She's a well-known host around the city. Mm-hmm. So it's expanding. I'm grateful to work with a lot of different people that have helped me expand into different areas because I really do care about this business. So
that is awesome. Awesome. So they can go to mjrenterprises.com?
Soon.
Oh,
I got to get it right. I did, you know, drop the name at one point, but the website wasn't right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to that, I'm kind of perfected at it. But
so
they would like to reach me for anything. Mm-hmm. They can call me at 404-594-2648, and we can talk.
All right. I love it. I love it. Looking forward to Pitch Black Fashion Show Weekend, again, July 14th through July 16th at the Hyatt Regency Suites in Marietta. Mike Robb, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. On behalf of Pitch Black, we are honored, and we thank you guys so much for supporting our brand.